100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet. And it's the end of the year and the beginning of a new one. So let's get started on the right foot, or leave on the right. I have no idea what the tradition. Jump all over black-eyed peas. All this ritual stuff is just so silly, as I tug my earlobe 5 times. So, it's a weekly challenge today. The topic is irritation, or irritant, or iridescent, I don't know. I get so confused. There have been so many of these. I could just look at the site. Oh, by the way, the site! If you're listening to this, obviously the IP address has changed to the new one. It might need to change back. They're doing some strange things in the Circle K of a colo center, so we'll see what happens. But eventually it'll get back up and running, and at some point I have to go to CentOS 7 from CentOS 6, and then they're talking about CentOS 8 and 9. It's all crazy, man. But I'll update and get stuff out there. It's just a matter of time, and restoring from backups and moving this to that, and it'll all run better for the three of you who still listen. At least there are more of you that participate, right? So yeah, I talked about the car collision the other week. They're fine, I'm fine. I can't believe that someone would run a red light with their family in the car. They were in a rush to get to the Galleria, and he's in denial. You know, shame culture. Whatever. Anyway, that was just incentive now to get a new vehicle, and I did a whole bunch of test drives, did a whole bunch of research, and it was down to a Nissan Altima, which was the rental that I got in. And I thought about a used car, but the new Nissan Altima with its Eagle Eye View for camera, for parking and all that, actually is helpful for me. No. But I do love the back. I haven't had a new vehicle in God knows how long. So the other one was a Jeep. Now I can't even remember what. It wasn't a Durango or I don't know the names of them. But it was a little too jumpy, a little too eager. The torque on it was just through the roof. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't feather this at all. I want something calm and peaceful. And so I looked around. I looked at the Prius Prime, and it was like driving in a bucket. It sucked. I tried adjusting the seat, and it was just garbage. But I ended up with the Honda Clarity Touring Edition, and it's solid black. I mean, that's real important, right? No, it's a plug-in hybrid, and that means I can plug in at work or Whole Foods or countless other places that have drops available. I think there are a few in the Galleria that I did scope out and still couldn't find. But I'll find them. I'll find them. I'm sure they're in places that ordinary people park and fuck things up. It handles well. It's got good acceleration. Got about 40 plus miles range on the battery. So if I charge up at work, I'm good for the day and good for the weekend. Work is like 6-7 miles away. So I'm okay. And Whole Foods is like a mile and a half when I don't walk there. I mean, I've been walking to the Galleria and walking to Best Buy and walking to Whole Foods, but Cost Plus World Market. You know, it's like a mile or two. It's good exercise. I already walk on the treadmill, and God, my back hurts. And speaking of which, I'm at 196, 197 pounds right now, down from 270, ending the year under 200, which was my goal. And then I've got another goal of 180, but I feel good right now. And I've got on an XL shirt, not XXL. The whole thing about when I got hit by the guy, I was going to Academy to spend a gift card to get smaller pants. And I went from size 44, I'm down to size 36. So I bought some of those, and I bought some on Amazon, and I've got workout shorts and all that. But those are drawstrings, so those can tighten up whatever. And it's all right. And I've been babbling at y'all and just telling y'all how things are. Writing-wise, still writing. I mean, duh. And I think that's it. And we'll see if it's true that I'm moving into a corner office with a ton of windows in the group, pod, conference, whatever place. And, yeah, that's a lot. Anyway, I'll wrap this thing up at the end of the podcast. Here, listen to some stories from y'all. There are some really good ones to finish off the year.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and I'm hoping that no one has messed with my recording system since the last time we spoke. Anyway, hopefully they haven't. All right. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 662 with a prompt of irritation. You could probably hear kids screaming in the background. Well, I tried to have the computer record this and just the inflection was way off. So I'm going to try and read it with crying babies in the background. Anyway, here we go. Bilbert's father frowned. Was it disappointment, frustration, or irritation? "You have your powers already?" he asked.
"Well, yeah. When I wear a plastic grocery bag, I can fly. It's no big deal, Dad."
"A plastic grocery bag?" his father asked, but didn't give him time to answer. "Eventually, you'll probably be able to fly without it. It's like training wheels." Bilbert shrugged. "Okay." The bag crinkled when he shifted. His father's eyes went wide. "You didn't wear a bag to Linoleum Amanda's party, did you?" Bilbert swallowed. His father gritted his teeth. "Please tell me, no one saw you fly, right?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good evening, Lawrence. This is Jerry, and it's another beautiful evening in Oklahoma. And here is my 100-word story with the word irritation. I felt annoyed. I was becoming impatient. You could even say I was slightly angry. It was not something that I could place my finger on. It was just something that was restlessly moving around in the back of my mind. Sort of like the empty space where a tooth had been. The space the very tip of your tongue finds time after time. You worry with it, slipping your tongue into it without thinking. Yes, that annoyed, impatient, an angry feeling was keeping me awake at night. The question is, what am I going to do about this irritation?
Well, she went down to the railroad tracks and I went there to meet her. She pulled up her petticoats and I pulled out Tulsa. Take me back, Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa. I'm too young to marry.
Tour of Rizzino here, with a story on the subject, irritation. Jane and I were identical twins. Our mother would dress us exactly the same, which annoyed us both. But when we were old enough, we could go shopping separately and find we'd bought the same things. Picking our clothes for the day, we'd have to arrange together who would wear what, if we wanted to be different. But the most irritating thing was that when we were out somewhere, elderly women would come and coo over us. "Are you twins? How cute!" Eventually, we found the perfect answer. We would reply solemnly, "We were triplets, but one of us died."
Good morning. This is Richard, and I'm recording this on Christmas Day, because that's the kind of sad person I am. This is my story, based on the topic of irritation, and it's called Pop. Bubble wrap, the single most ill-advised invention in history. I know it's great for packaging and protection, but like all plastics, when it's thrown out, it's an environmental nightmare. But that's not why I hate it. I hate bubble wrap purely because of its therapeutic properties. That wonderful sense of satisfaction and well-being experienced by spending a pleasant half hour popping all those little bubbles. It's a wonderful stress reliever and thoroughly relaxing for the person doing the popping. But if, like me, you have to put up with the resident popper, it's the greatest irritation known to man. I'm done. I'll speak to you all soon. Goodbye.
Mindless Unawareness by John DeCleese. There are a lot of things that irritate me in these times when I have to flush the toilet after humans. But the chief irritation is with humans who pile tableware, i.e. knives, forks, and spoons interleaved with the ceramic items, thereby achieving chips and cracks and the frequent breakage of our plates and cups and saucers. I explain to them why they must not do that, and they ignore me and continue to do it on a daily basis, destroying things that other people have worked hard to provide. I saw on a poster that Devo is still performing. Mystery by John DeCleese. It was not the kind of mystery you solve. It was the kind of mystery into which you are initiated, the kind that sometimes contains a sacrament, to which the mystery provides a key of understanding, like the ritual cannibalism at the heart of the Catholic, most notably Roman, mysteries. But it led to the other kind of mystery when Detective Officer Aliente was called to discover exactly who the remains on the altar of the old church might be, and how and why the one kind of mystery was being perverted into the other kind in the abandoned church. Please check out my longer stories at www.piswyk.net. That's PISWYCK.net.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called In the Last Days of Wonder. Sally, in the time-honored aspect of a kid sister, was a complete irritation to her older sib, Anne. She would materialize wherever Anne was meeting with her cadre, and much to her vexation, none of her closest friends saw this as a problem. Some actually found the little brat endearing. Just as the whole matter was coming to a head, and quite suddenly, Sally up and removed herself from Anne's life. She fell into a life of deep study and contemplation. Try as she now did, Anne could not get her sister's attention. Be careful what you wish for. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Irritation. That simple, but hugely effective technique for breaking down your adversary with little outlay in terms of effort. Take the Chinese water torture. A single drip, repeated, time and time again. A small irritation that develops over time into an all-consuming, soul-destroying instrument of despair. But, I'm not going to go to such extremes. I'm simply going to dial your number. Wait until you answer. Then hang up. Time. And time again. It's torture. And you won't dare let it ring. In case your wife answers the phone. And I tell her all about your affair.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Christopher's general state of irritation annoyed everyone. The temple was supposed to bring inner peace, yet Christopher's constant sarcastic remarks made the community wish they could do something about it. The statue? Pathetic! A feeble attempt at being modern. The members shrugged. That little stupid heart at the so-called feet of the statue. Idiotic. The others looked away. And the colors? Pink or something. It was purple. So the others grabbed Christopher and locked him in the catacombs. He would join the other one they had locked down there 5 years ago. They would get along just fine. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com. And have a great week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Fred was an irritant. So much so, he was forced to wear one of those fire diamond symbols on his shirt. You know, those diamond-shaped symbols with numbers that represent health hazards of chemicals and stuff? His flammability index was a 1, but most people are, really. His instability index was also a 1. Once again, most people are. And his health index was a 1. Prolonged exposure caused severe irritation and health hazards. People asked him what the symbol on his shirt meant, and he'd gladly explain it to them at length, and make them regret ever asking them.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of irritant. This weekly challenge is the last one for the year. We've got a new one coming up. It's a pick 2, but go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and you will see the list of topics there. Hopefully you can get to you wouldn't be hearing this if you couldn't hear the site, but yeah, moved IP addresses, might need to move back, setting up security certificates. I would recommend that if you have a bookmark that's HTTP, change it to HTTPS. Hopefully your reader or whatever you have can handle that. You can download the MP3s, put them on a stick. Oh, I've had the previous truck, the Blazer, reliable as heck. But this new one has like USB and charging and maps, and I don't really need the map, but traffic maps. I mean, when I forget to look at my app that comes up at the end of the day for traffic and weather and all that, you know, sometimes you have to remember to forget, I guess. It's good that machines do this stuff for you. But what was I talking about? I have no idea. I'm babbling again. But it's the end of the year, and thank you all for being a part of this. And I am honored to offer a platform or whatever this is for you guys to express yourself, to challenge yourselves, to write, to imagine, to dream, to get things off your chest, to just roll with it. And it's cool seeing the directions that people go in. I've rambled like this before. And it's true. And it's cool seeing the stuff that people create and how they do it. And I am honored that you would entrust me with being a spark for your madness. As is said by the great Robin Williams, you only get a little spark of madness. Or ember or whatever. See, I can't even get it right. Just look it up. It's all on Google now. This is probably on Google too. You know, Google will probably come up with 100.google.com. You click it and you get a story by machines. But yeah, now I get to break a whole bunch of hearts of other car dealers. So call them up. Yeah, thank you, but no. You know, yeah, that story you told me about all this stuff and trying to get me to identify with you, and you know, that's not going to work. But still, it was good nights to know you. Hey, let's have lunch. Yeah. It's amazing how that changes, huh? So, anyway, I'm just, it's been a week. And got to drop off the rental while picking up the Blazer after it got fixed by the insurance and the wonderful fixy people, and see how much it really cost as opposed to what the claim was, and take care of that. It's been strange. But I read your notes that you send in with the stories, and it's just how this has affected your lives. I'm the one who's grateful that you're a part of this, and it just is. And I know that I can be, I can go quiet at times, I can get rawr, I get grumpy growly at times, and I regret that when I have a moment to get past the heat of the moment. And I don't always say I'm sorry, and I don't always beg, well, in my heart I beg for forgiveness, but I know I don't deserve it. And some of y'all have taken a break, and some of y'all have wandered away. And I hope that you're doing cool and creative things where you are. And for most of y'all, I would say there's always a place here if you get that little spark of madness back. There are a few of you that I wouldn't mind remaining be gone. That's okay. As long as you're doing cool and creative things, not everybody is my cup of tea. I'm not everybody's cup of poison. It's okay. It's okay. That's what life is about. A likes B, B likes C, A hates the shit out of C. That's what I call the law of triangles. After being inspired by a lecture at my school when I was growing up by Buckminster Fuller. And, you know, he would pop out rods from a little structure. I know I'm rambling a lot, but this one's a lot. And I probably told this story before. And he popped out rods from this structure. Well, you think that a box would be... Well, he said in an old man's voice, because he was really old. God, probably not older than I am now. That's scary. But very old. Very old. Not to insult anyone out there who's old, mind you. You know, but very old. But, you know, you would think that a box would be the structure. You see all these skyscrapers and such. And he has this rod and you know, connector structure of a box square. And it wobbles and it flops. But if you take one more rod out and, you know, that would be a solid, triangle, and it was structured, and it was stable, But from that, I thought, well, are people like that? And I thought, well, yes, because you build up networks and support networks and mutual friends. And some people see it that way, like Facebook and social networks. But in other ways, it's also the fundamental building block of drama, where A likes B, B likes C, A hates the shit out of C. And so you have the strain of a triangle. And that's where you have multiple triangles overlapping, where you have a strain of a network, where you have D and E and F and G and all these triangles and relationships and bonds and which ones are strong and which ones are weak, and they're tugging at each other, and you feel that emotionally and you feel that intellectually, and that will pull you apart or pull the connections apart, and you have to make a choice. And it's just so fascinating how this happens. In my almost 50 years, which is nothing geologically and astronomically, cosmically, that's the, no, cosmically? I don't know. The cosmic calendar, the weird thing that Carl Sagan would walk on, and Neil deGrasse Tyson walked on a fancier one, and it's so bright in the corner because that's the Big Bang and blah, 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 and all that. You see how I ramble like this? This is what the stories on Wednesday are kind of like. Oh, here's a story, and then 10 minutes of rambling. I guess that has driven pretty much everyone away. Okay, unless there's a better time for it, let me know. But I know I should go back to Saturdays, but there are some dance classes, virtual dance classes that I want to learn from on Saturdays and Sundays before the debauch rehearsals. So everything happens at once. I think you've suffered enough through my rambling. Have a wonderful new year. Be inspired. If you take the weekly challenge topic and paint with it, cook with it, stack blocks with it, it helps you in your work. Good. And if you just happen to write a story and record it, that's good too. And as always, have I thanked you enough? I cannot thank you enough. But I will try. It's kind of like that old Saturday Night Live skit, you cannot put too much water in a nuclear reactor. I cannot thank you enough. And as always, have a wonderful new year. Oh, and God, if I say keep it brief now, that's scary. I don't mean to say keep it brief like, oh my God, I hope your new year ends quickly. That's, you know, I'm the one who got in the car crash. You know what I mean. Keep it brief.